What's up, Fool Podcast? The NFL playoffs are locked in, and my go-to place for wild card action is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FOOL. New customers can bet $5 on NFL and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code FOOL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for detail. What's up? Thank you, DraftKings Sportsbook, for sponsoring us. Use code FOOL. That's F-O-O-L. How's the sound? I can't hear myself.
Code
serious?
FOOL.
All right, I can't hear me.
Are his headphones off?
Yeah, I think they went off when I was talking. All right. What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, everybody? We're going to get rid of these fucking headphones because they don't fucking work. We don't need them. Fucking up my hair. I don't want it. And what's up, everybody, man? It's been raining hard. It's crazy. Been raining cats and dogs. Don't step on a poodle. It's been raining bad, man. Like, hard, man. Shout out to Sacramento.
Sacramento, damn, dude. That's a good one.
Oh, man. It was Sacramento, man. Shout out to all our fans who live in Sacramento, Stockton area.
By the
man.
Way, we just booked a Sacramento date soon, so that's going to come soon. I know people
Crest Theater. I'm coming Crest to the Theater. Crest Theater.
Hell yeah, dude.
Very soon.
It's crazy out there, man. The weather. Like, the other day when it started raining, in 30 minutes, the LA River flooded, dude.
I know, everything flooded. Everything. Did you see like the ocean in Oxnard, like just in Ventura, just like merging with the 101?
I saw Rico and Mambo floating away on Ventura Boulevard.
That's funny.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, all that rain and the flood remind me of that time when Emilio Rivera talked about he jumped in the river to win back his lady's heart.
I'm trying to find the animated clips. I can't find them on Instagram anymore. I wanted to share that today.
Those are so good. That guy from Australia, right?
Who?
Yeah.
The animator?
Alex Major. Yeah, he's great. He does our logo too and our opening.
Yeah, it's been raining really hard all over California. I don't know other states, but California, man, like we don't have a homeless problem no more. They actually all packed up and went back where they live.
Or they got a shower for free, dude.
This
it's
is
crazy.
Definitely enough to make the people who reject shelter offers take up on shelter or leave or whatever their deal is.
It's funny because I saw people getting a car wash when it was about to rain that same night. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Just wait, man. Shit, dude. Yeah, man. So it seems like the firefighters are going to take a couple days off this weekend.
Who?
Firefighters.
Taking a couple days off.
Yeah, they don't got to. I mean, there's no fires.
They don't just turn off fires, bro.
Oh, yeah,
fires
they do.
Still start
yeah,
they go in there and grab people off rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're rescuing people. Yeah. They're EMTs.
Yeah, that's true. They're not only firefighters either. Yeah, you're right. They got to make sure people are alive.
I think aren't all firefighters now EMTs?
Yeah, yeah, all they are. Yeah, they have to go into that kind of training. Yeah.
Somebody said Felipe's dressed like he cheated at the Olympics in skiing. What's that guy?
I'm dressed like I just fucked your mom and taking off with your dad's jacket.
Take that, perro. Who said? Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you because you told me it's bullshit, right? The whole egg shortage, right?
The egg shortage. There's no such thing as an egg shortage.
Oh, there's a shortage. You're saying there's no shortage?
There's no. What I'm saying is if there's no price hike.
It's not crazy now.
It's not crazy. That people are making
so there's no egg shortage to justify the egg prices that people are exaggerating on the internet.
They seem to be exaggerating quite a bit. Because the eggs, I think maybe they've gone up 50 cents for a dozen eggs.
Because I heard that they had to...
Well, these balls are free. Anybody wants them, man. They're rusty. They're hairy.
Because what I heard is that they had to kill a whole bunch of chickens because the bird flu. Yeah.
So there is a shortage, but...
it's not impacting...
It's not crazy. They're acting like... Honestly,
I can't get an omelet, dude.
The eggs are around $6.50. But they've been around $6.50 for a long time.
Yeah.
El Capitan trying to be funny right here. El Capitan is the kind of man that jumps out of the shower to go pee. Like that fool pees sitting down.
El Capitan farts into a toilet and he flushes the fucking fart down.
El Capitan's father left him when he was little, bro. He said, I'm going to go buy candles and went to Nicolás and never came back.
Yeah, Capitan, also his godfather left him too. That's a...
Capitan's the kind of guy that when he's bored, he pops the pimple on his booty and he puts a mirror on the bottom so he could look. Capitan is the kind of guy, man, that the way he checks if he's dirty, he puts his finger on his butthole and his armpits and then gives himself another week.
I'm good. I don't have to take a shower.
What did he do to you? What happened?
No, he roasted everybody.
Oh, is he?
We're trying to roast people. We're trying to roast us.
Hey, man, you guys are not professionals.
It's funny, man. Like when these people on the internet, like that guy, El Capitan, he starts throwing all these jokes, right? But then we start throwing jokes, and now we're mad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck these motherfuckers, I say. Like, I can't respond without you saying I'm mad. Fuck you and your mother. Unfollow that guy right now.
No.
Get rid of him out of my page.
Capitan Felipe.
When I'm going to come to Virginia? I don't know, bro. I don't know that lady.
Are you looking at Instagram?
No, this is YouTube.
Oh, that's YouTube.
YouTube.
Oh,
YouTube.
I don't see those comments. I'm
Virginia
behind,
Slims,
I
dude.
Think. I'm behind.
Hell yeah, dude. We're talking about Pulparino getting a mad fucking mad for promotion.
We're still talking about the eggs, bro.
Oh yeah, eggs. Yeah, los huevos. Yeah, people are making it seem like you can't order an omelet anymore. You can't fucking order huevos rancheros at fucking restaurants anymore. And it's funny because like, I don't really order huevos like at
you,
a restaurant.
You can't order huevos.
No,
rancheros?
They're acting like you can't order huevos rancheros anymore. Yeah. You know, like with the whole the egg shortage. Cause I mean you're right. It's like what, like 50 cents more at the stores, but like
yeah, the dozens like a dozen eggs is like 50 cents more. I mean, yeah, it's not. People are acting like eggs were $2 a dozen last week or something, and they're not. They've never. It's been a long time since I've eaten $2 eggs.
Yeah, yeah. They've always been pricey, right?
I heard a rooster in our neighborhood recently, though.
Yeah,
I think
man.
They're
just
starting
just
to create
the
their
game.
Own. Yeah. Somebody got a rooster and they're starting.
If you have a chicken, that's money right there.
Have you ever bought eggs from a guy that had a chicken?
No, you know, because I remember like my grandma used to do that with the chicken that she had in the backyard, and they taste a little different. They're not they're not pasteurized, right? Is that what it is?
No, they're not washed. They're not like I don't know. You can leave them out for a long time.
Yeah.
You can leave them at room temperature. You know, they're okay.
Aren't we the only ones that actually refrigerate eggs?
I think so.
Yeah, right?
Because they're processed in some way here. They're washed and often like...
Do they dye them to make them extra white?
No.
Because chickens don't lay white eggs,
some
right?
Some of them do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. People think
I had a black chicken that laid purple eggs.
That's true, dude, because they're Mexican. Remember, they're like magenta or what's
they're
it called?
They're all sorts of different shades, but... But I think they, you know, they do egg selection and stuff. They only select certain eggs for the commercial eggs, and then, you know, more
farm
those organic eggs and stuff. They'll choose the brown ones or whatever.
I remember my grandma, my great grandma.
She used to lay eggs.
she gave me some milk straight out of the cow. That shit was disgusting, dude.
Yeah, cause it has a lot of stuff on top, like butter, huh?
The layer, right? ¿Qué es como es cáscara? I don't know what the fuck it is. You know,
layer of what? A layer of what?
A layer
of butter on top of the real milk.
Gross. Yeah, it was disgusting, dude. Yeah. I was like, fuck this shit, dude.
That's like the cream, right? That's like
the cows.
That's what people take for butter, and then the rest of it, like then the next layer is like cream, and then it's like thinner milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Also, man, you know when people comment on your Instagram and like they try to be funny, and then you try to be funny back, oh, why you get mad?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be funny, motherfucker. I'm the comedian. You're the listener.
You're the consumer perros.
Or you comment, or they comment something, and then you tell them the right thing. Oh, bro, why are you taking it personal? No, bro, I'm correcting you. You have a running sentence with no periods and no fucking commas.
Fucking illiterate. Caucasian chickens lay white egg. Oh, my God. Jesus, not letting
Christopher Castillon's coming to the Comedy Store tonight.
I need a ride, eh?
Oh, shit. Pick me up, dude. Uber pool. Oh, you're at the Comedy Store tonight.
Yes, people. If you're there's time, man. If you're driving to the Comedy Store, 10:30 show.
It's like 25 tickets.
I think 25 tickets left. Damn.
Hell yeah.
The first show sold out. So I think there's going to be spillover.
How long have you been doing comedy now?
Like 15 years.
Damn.
It's a long time.
When you were doing 10, were you there a time and when you were doing stand-up, you felt like, this isn't for me, I gotta quit. Or it's not going, I'm not going anywhere.
There was those times where you're like, fuck, what's going on? You know, like,
at what time though? What period in your career? What year?
Every day, dude. No, I feel like maybe like the 5-year mark, you know? And then you're like, fuck, man. Cause like, it's funny, cause when you start, you think you're gonna blow up right away, dude. You think it's gonna fucking happen right away. You know what I mean? Like, you're fucking, yeah, man, fucking Hollywood, right? I'm right here. And then people, it's funny because that's how everybody is when they start off. They get humbled, like, I would say around year 5 because it's not like what they think it is.
They get beat down, you mean? And they get broken down. Yeah.
And only the strong continue, you know? That's what, yeah, like, you know, you're going to fucking be in it for a long time or you're going to fucking just leave. And, or you're going to be a hobbyist, you know? You're just
a hobbyist.
There are a lot of hobbyists. Because you can't get fired from comedy, bro.
You can't get fired from it.
You can stick around for fucking 10, 15, 20 years, you know, yeah, and stick around because you're not, nobody's going to tell you, all right, fucking, you gotta leave, you know? Yeah. So people stick around, dude. Yeah. Because they feel they're part of a, fucking.
I mean, they'll stop booking you, but, yeah. But, you know, you can still hang around.
Yeah, you can still hang around. Yeah, because nobody's going to tell you to go home. What's up, dude?
I never felt like quitting, but I just felt like fucking fools up, bro. But like, I remember, like, I think when a person hits 10, a comedian hits 10 years, mm-hmm, that's when you're going to decide if you're going to be a bitter comic or the happy comic now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people, I could tell by people's comments. If they're a comedian and they're like at me, they're commenting at me, or they're doing a story, you know, and I could read their bitterness in that comment, then I could tell right away they've been doing comedy 10 years. Because mm-hmm, they start complaining about people like saying, oh, they blew up on fucking TikTok. He's a TikTok comedian. Oh, he's blowing up on crowd work. Or he's blowing, this guy only fucking blowing up on fucking roast battles. He's a roast battle comic.
You're hitting a game.
Or this guy right here is putting laugh tracks. So pretty much when you start hating your job, when you start hating
your contemporaries.
Your contemporaries is when you're like, you're really like becoming sad that you're not going anywhere. Because I went through that, bro. Like, I went through that when I was at 12 years, you know, like, I was not working. I was working, but I was not headlining improvs. And I would call up. Like, I remember one time this big comedian was performing at the improv, and Sunday was empty, bro. Uh-huh. And I called up the improv. No, I left a message on the improv board. And I said, man, you could have had me on Sunday if you wanted that empty. You know what I mean? Or I would write, or when I won Last Comic Standing, I left a message on the general manager's page at the improv. He's not there no more. They got rid of him. I said, so I bet I won't need a tape anymore after this, huh? And I went after them, bro. I didn't give a fuck. And then I went, as somebody that never booked me tried to book me, and I threw him at my agent. I said, listen, man, you're going to have to go through my agent now. I don't fuck with $60 shows no more.
And that's what you gotta.
And then they got mad at me.
Like, why not?
They got mad at me. Oh, I remember when I used to book you at Camacho's.
You got a good memory, dog.
Yeah, that crazy guy in San Jose and San Diego. He was like, oh, so now it's about money, huh?
But when I remember, man,
show business.
When I was on Last Comic Standing and like nobody knew, but I was moving up by the ladder. Along the way, people that were booking me were not paying me. Like I remember somebody was supposed to pay me $150. And only gave me 75. And I was like, I remember telling him at that show, knowing that I'm going to move on Last Comic Standing, I told him, finally, after all those years of that fool shortchanging me, like every time he will book me for a show for 200, he'll give me 75 or 100. Like he never gave me all the money because there was always a problem. Or some, he would give the money to a bigger comedian. I finally told him, bro, and I have felt good telling him this. I said, listen, man, from now on, you and I are just going to be friends. I said, you and I are always going to be friends. But don't ever book me for a show. Don't ever call me for anything that has to do with stand-up comedy. If you want to call me to go to the movies or to go eat, hey, I'll pick up the phone. But as soon as you start with, hey, man, there's this show, I'm going to tell you to fuck off.
We need you on the marquee.
And that's it, bro. I told him that. And that fool has never called me since to go see a movie. So
it's funny,
what can I do?
It's funny. Me and homie always talk about Rudy Moreno, you know, like.
Wait, I was trying to avoid that name.
Oh, sorry.
What? We don't bring up bad words on this podcast.
But it's just those things where like, hey, want to do my show for 100? Okay. All right, here's 70. Thanks for doing
exactly,
the show for,
bro.
Thanks for doing 40. The show for 75. What? All right, cool, man. Here's 50. What? Like that, dude.
Because I went like.
I'm Rudy Moreno.
Because there's this guy, right? He wrote Anonymous.
Tell you, bro.
When is it time to quit stand-up comedy?
Oh, shit.
Because this is a bit of a downer of a post to write, but I'm really starting to contemplate quitting stand-up comedy and wanted some advice, thoughts on it from comedians I don't know. I've created a fake account as I know quite a few of my friends and peers are on here and I don't want to publicly admit it yet. Because you know your friends, like, you know, you can't talk a person go back into comedy, bro.
So they'll have an intervention for your ass.
Goes, somebody's posting anonymously, honestly like that?
That's I've been performing stand-up for almost a decade, which is the right time when shit you start feeling this way.
Yeah.
I felt this way at this time. With relative success, I've written 4 one-hour shows. Okay, I'm going to stop right there.
Wow.
4 out of what?
He's written 4 one-hour shows.
Oh, wow.
Let me buy a special, dog.
And tour them at different festivals. I don't get reviewed often, but the few reviews I've had have always been really positive. I was even nominated for a best show at the festival.
The nominee.
Last year, I started to do TV warm-up gigs, corporate hosting, and I made enough money to live on, although barely. And on paper, it seems like everything is going the right direction. But to be honest, I'm just tired. I've noticed I stopped writing material. I don't find joy in getting laughs. That's one thing I've always found joy in, bro. Like, if I could be bummed, I could get a quick laugh, like a quick shot of heroin, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Come back home and think I'm going to make it.
That shit feels good as fuck, dude.
Yeah, you feel high as fuck.
I will get bummed out, and I will go and do 15 minutes and sell 3 CDs, make $60 on the CDs, and go home, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't find joy in getting laughs like I used to, and everything I do write is I either hate or can't dedicate enough time to develop into a decent bit. At first, when I felt this way, I figured it was temporary, as I felt this before, and it passed after a few good gigs. However, this has been around 18 months now and just don't feel the same. I'm pretty sure a lot of people felt like this, bro, after the pandemic.
This
is a long one, bro. It's too long. Have any of you gone through this? The final part is I have an alternative to stand up that I will support me financially, which is also I enjoy. He has a good job. I started to think that whilst. Well, that's a good way not to like be anybody with whilst is not funny.
He's a Shakespearean comic.
Is he British?
I started to think that whilst I consider myself a good comic. On my best day, I'm really good, but I'm not great. See, this guy's honest. I'm not great. I don't even know if I have it to push myself to becoming great and worry. Maybe I'm just a journeyman at this point. Well, anyway, a lot of people are giving advice here. Somebody said, man, you need therapy.
Hey, one of our sponsors, right?
Somebody wrote right here, maybe it's depression. Talk to a psychologist to confirm. But that sounds like depression to me. See, this person doesn't do stand-up.
They don't understand, you know.
But see, right here, it says right here, you know, Bill Burr had those same feelings at 12 years, and he stuck with it, and now look at him.
You answered your own question, dude.
What do you think?
I think it's good for people to examine that. Not enough of these comics examine their set that they've probably been doing for the last 15, 20 years, same set. Not enough comics are looking at themselves and questioning that. I think it's a raw feeling, but...
Totally.
I'm not a comic, but.
And also trying different things. You know, if it hasn't been working for the past 10 years, you know, kind of like you have to see what's going on in the, you know, the current trends, I would say, you know, and assimilate, I feel, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of people like, I remember when I first started doing stand up and those fools couldn't hang that there was Twitter or MySpace or Facebook. They thought it was going to go away.
What I remember about you in the beginning, like around 2008, you're very active on MySpace. You're very active on social media in the early days. So that's what I remember about you. And I feel that's a way your fans were able to find you. That were a core fans that would see you.
Yeah, he's had a core audience, that's been with him and then just added, grown.
Because you're very active on, I remember you posting funny videos on fucking MySpace, dude. Like those videos that you have, you know? But yeah, I mean.
I don't remember them.
He was just throwing stuff up, I think. He just threw stuff up and whatever stuck, whatever, you know, like, okay, I'm going to throw this up on YouTube. And then.
I remember one of you taking a train somewhere on your MySpace. Yeah. And like a Halloween video. So funny, dude. Yeah.
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, everybody? I'm not. This, like, some people are saying that maybe you should quit for a while and then come back. You think it's hard to come back if you've been off? Like, if you were to quit for a whole year, like no stand up, no funny sketches, none of that shit, but just regular videos of you going to work.
I feel. I mean, I don't know, because nowadays, if you stop comedy for like a year. Things go by so quick that fucking you come back, you're like, oh shit, this guy's fucking ready, fucking, you know, like touring the world. Like, I don't know. But maybe you could.
That's exactly what will happen, though.
That will happen. Yeah, you get left behind.
You have to get on stage. You have to do something to have a reaction to what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll probably feel rusty as fuck, you know, unless you're writing the whole time, you know?
There's some people who like the Comedy Store comics, who sit there and go, if I was just on Joe Rogan, man, that's all I need. But that's not all you need.
Dude, there's so many fools that have been on Joe Rogan that ain't blown up.
Mm-hmm. I know, like, we looked up how many people have been on the show. Go. Like, how many times Brandon been on?
I think it was like 81 times or
Brandon
something.
Shaw been on.
He holds the record.
81 times.
Total,
bro.
That includes the MMA.
40 on specials. Last on Joe Rogan Experience and 41 on The Fight Companion.
The Fight Companion. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Damn. That's 80 spots, bro.
It was crazy. He, has he the did. Most...
To be honest, though, when he was on, he was likable on those times. Like, he was funny, but then he did stand up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he started doing stand up after.
Yeah, but there's some people.
He was interesting because he talked about his experience.
But that was fast. He did those. I don't care. People might say, "Oh, he's not funny," but that was he moved fast. He passed a lot of fools.
And he does have fans.
He does have fans.
That's the other thing, too.
Brandon Schaub, he might have, like, you know, Joe Rogan said do this, but you know what? At least. For me, like, at least I'm not getting my head busted up every night for fucking $20,000, you know? I could go up on stage and fucking bomb and make the same amount of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I know a lot of, like if you were doing comedy at 13 years, 12, and you're watching Brandon Schaub do this, you might want to quit.
Yeah, because just like how fast he came up.
But you got to stay with it. Ah, don't quit.
Stay with the time.
But there's, you know, he's an exception and he's successful at what he's doing. You know, regardless of what people might say about his comedy, hey, you can't knock the guy. He's doing it his way. But just people on there that are legitimate stand-up comedians that were on Joe Rogan too, who didn't go as far.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if you have an opportunity like that, you got to bring that charisma, bro. Like,
you got to have charisma, bro. Like actors, you know, like there's a lot of act great.
You have to have it.
You have to have it, bro. Yeah. Like, he has it, bro. Like, something about him, like, people, you know.
You can't put your finger on it.
There's a fan for people who like to cheap shot fools.
There's a fan for everybody these days. Really.
Because when you see him, like Brandon Schaub, I've met people just like him. And like, oh, I know somebody that's just like him, that talks like him, that has the same personality, you know? And
who talks just like who? Brandon?
Brandon, yeah. Just like, there's
yeah, but for every comedian that blows up, there's 20 dudes that sound just like
him. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Man, my favorite thing in the world is Reddit. The Reddit people who hate on Brandon. But the way they write, the way he talks, like when they say dog and like they'll spell out the way he talks and it kills me. I just start crying laughing at some of those comments. They win the internet every time.
No matter what, if you have like fans on the internet, there's always going to be a grip of haters too for the dude that has a bunch of fans, no matter what.
Yeah.
And people are going to hate on you just to hate on you, just because you're something or somewhere.
And that goes back to the Vine days. I remember like at Flappers, people used to just complain, oh man, these fucking Viners are coming here and getting spots. Like, oh, fucking, like, I don't know, man, fucking do Vines then. I don't know.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Did you guys watch Joe Rogan? He was saying that The Rock uses steroids like we didn't know. But Shocking. The Rock's denying it.
What?
He has to take some types of supplements, right? Fill up. I got it
right now. Play. He said it's my Samoan blood.
My Samoan.
Killing me.
My Samoan blood. I mean, Samoans are. They're big,
I mean, because I saw a movie called Super Buff Me. What's it called? Super.
Super Size. No, Super Size Me? No, that's the one. You're talking about Beyond the. Oh, wait.
It was the steroids one.
Steroids one. What?
Where the lady killed the husband
HBO,
or whatever?
HBO, right? No, it's a documentary.
The Burning Bed.
On HBO, yeah.
But even to sustain that type of big ass muscular strength,
it was super age, buff me.
You need that shit, supplements and stuff.
Because he's what, 50 already?
Pump you up.
Pump you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was called Pump You Up. It was like this guy. He was trying to get buff as fast as can.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
Bigger, stronger, faster. Yeah. And they talked to a bunch of people that use steroids, and they went to go to, man, I remember, like, I used to watch this Men's Health magazine, and there was this ad to get bricks, bro. You remember that model,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
he was handsome, right? He was like, 44, 42, 38, and he was there with a super, super hot chick.
With the liver king.
Yeah, they're just walking.
Well, anyways, I swear, bro.
And that fool was not buff. He was just like thin bricks. And I'm thinking, man, how could I be you skinny buff? Not big buff.
He was like heroin cut up.
And then when they interviewed him on that movie, on that documentary, and he said, there's no way I could get like this without steroids or some kind of steroids.
Yeah.
But you still got to work. People think that you take two shots and you're going to be buff. Bro, you still got to work out.
Yeah. My cousin used to do steroids. He used to go to TJ and get them and inject them.
God damn.
And then he'll get cut. He was skinny. He'll get cut up. But then all these new dudes, they can say they're not steroids, but it's human growth hormone.
Yeah,
that's another way to say it. But you're still using it because it's sustaining that mass, that musculature, all that shit on your joints, dude.
Because I know Rizzo took steroids to get funny.
Give him some more.
Because I was telling this with that. I remember like 10 years ago.
Like that back in the day.
10 years ago, Vince McMahon was fucking buff ass fuck. He was like Vince McMahon. Like 70.
He's like Donald Trump's age.
Yeah, and then after that, he looks whittled down, bro. Like
there's only so much that the human body can take, dude.
He's older though. You lose muscle mass.
He must be
80
something, right?
Because 80.
I don't know how old he is, but he must be somewhere around.
Vince McMahon's not 80.
Well, yeah, I know he's 70. But it's like, even like you see your uncles and your aunts and your parents.
Oh my God, are you serious?
He's 77.
I thought he was like 60.
No, he's like Trump's age.
So at 67, he was fucking shredded.
Just ripped.
10 years ago, dude. Like he'll fuck you up and fuck your chick, dude. That's all.
But he had that big old barrel belly. Like
he has that
Lane belly.
Yeah, he had that Alex Jones stomach.
Yeah.
That hard stomach.
Who's that right there?
Like Santa
Blue. 74, dude.
Yeah, fool.
He looks. Can you make it bigger?
Felipe. If you went on a regimen of that shit right now, it'll be night and day for you. We'd be like looking at your ass like Rambo or something 2 months from now.
Yeah.
70. Look, that looks insane. That's steroids
crazy,
right there, dude.
Bro. There's no way. That's a 23-year-old body right there. If you really think about
damn,
it.
Damn, dude.
Natural style.
He looks like he's going to burst.
And look at him now.
He doesn't look
his face out of it. Any orifice, out of something.
He doesn't look his age like there, but now
he'll break
looks,
that fool in half.
That fool shits coffee, bro.
He's a viejito now, dude.
Yeah.
He looks.
But it's only so long that your body can take that shit, though.
Yeah, your heart.
Yeah. There you go. That's the main thing.
You know, my son was bringing up that guy. What's his name? Like Piana?
Piano Reeves?
He has the real bright blue eyes. He's Armenian. I didn't know he was Armenian.
Hello, bro.
Piana something. But, he was... he's just a big guy.
That's crazy. What about Stallone, bro?
Steroids, human growth hormone.
He was in that movie too,
bro.
Oh, really?
Come on, bro. You cannot get that big without steroids.
Rich Piana.
Even those bodybuilders are.
Yeah.
Fool, like my dad's 72 and he's like Rizzo size.
It's the universe.
But you know what I'm saying, bro?
Let me tell you all, bro. If people lift weights naturally, if someone picks weights naturally and they don't use steroids, you know how they really look?
Bruce Lee.
Like Mexican wrestler, bro.
That? Or the alternative, like a prison fool. Buff up here, but skinny ass legs.
They look like MC Pancho, bro. They look like that guy from, that dude from Orange County. They would look like that, bro. Where it's just bulge, you know, without steroids, right? That dude, I don't know what that guy
is. Mass?
Yeah.
Se suben el pantalón hasta acá arriba, dude. Like fucking like, yeah. Those guys
had the barrel chest too.
It's all pecho. Like, chest, you know? And then fucking,
But the MC Pancho body, that's like a strongman body. It's not really defined, but it's nice and big and thick.
He looks like
those guys do like one
he tattooed
lift.
Muscles.
They do that like heavyweight lift and then they're done.
Or they grab that big old sledgehammer and hit the thing at the fair and it goes boom.
Yeah, MC Pancho.
Yeah, there you go.
If he was alive in the 30s, he would have been at a circus getting fucking cannonballs to the gut.
The Pringles mustache.
Yeah.
But
Bro, MC Pancho was fucking drinking steroids when he was 5, bro. I saw that photo.
Hey, bro. Like he's Pancho 30 when he's
15. When he's 15, he looked like a 30-year-old man.
He does. It's crazy.
I think those pictures, bro, that he's showing off his brother and his dad is really him, bro.
Yeah. MC Pancho had a...
He's a he's been living for 150 years, bro. I think he's the sheik, and later on, he was the brother.
MC Pancho had a mortgage at 13, bro.
He's the Highlander guy.
He's the Highlander, bro.
I love that.
That's why he had the trench coat.
My favorite show of all time, I think. I love that. Been,
somebody said Martin Moreno body.
It's true, yes.
Yeah, Martin Moreno body. Yeah.
What was up with, wait, I saw Martin in a thong or some sort Bopo, of weird bro. Small underwear on his
Are you going to be in Arizona today?
What happened? What?
Me?
Are you going to be in Arizona today?
The weather or?
Who?
Bro, you share that photo. You shared a story of you being in Arizona.
Oh, no, that was me in Texas.
No, it wasn't. It was a guy who was, can't wait to see you tonight. And it was fucking, I went to see the show. He thought he tagged you as Martin Moreno.
Oh, it's funny because sometimes people.
Martin Comic and Comic Martin. Yeah.
Some people tag us, what's it called?
You get you mixed up.
Yeah, I remember years ago. It must have been a long time ago.
He's
I remember.
Martin Comic and you're Comic Martin Rizzo.
It's funny because I got tagged and then I kept getting a whole bunch of followers on Facebook. What the hell's going on, you know? And turns out fucking Gabriel posted a post, you know, go give Martin Comic a shout out and tell him I sent you. And I kept getting followers and because they're supposed to tag Martin Moreno, mm-hmm. I got tagged by accident.
So you tell me that this guy's been working 25 years and he don't know his Instagram.
Too many Gabriel
Iglesias has been touring with Martin 25 years and doesn't know his Instagram.
And I think Martin, that's his original, try to get that handle, but then you had it first.
I fucked it up, dude, yeah. I think it's one of those things where when you put the
name
first.
Day late and a dollar short, fool.
When you put your name first, either one of them come out first and whatever you click on, it goes to it. But yeah. So funny, yeah. But I do get tagged as Martin Moreno sometimes, yeah.
If you were to lift just for weights every day, I see people that, I know people that have been lifting forever, bro. They never got buff.
I feel if you just do stuff like that, you can look like Bruce Lee.
Like me, I noticed that just my muscles, my fat, it's just harder now.
Everybody's body types are different, you know.
Yeah,
you've
totally.
Got like people, you've got people who are what you call big bone.
I don't
have
to be racist though, but when I was a little kid, I thought that black people they could work out for one day and they'll be buff.
Fools are born buff.
I think
bro.
That might be true. I asked Jamar Neighbors, "What's your fucking secret?" He says, "I just eat whatever."
Oh, there was a Mexican family, but like where my neighbor, we used to call the food the lecheros. They were all born buff, bro.
All defined, huh?
And they all could do backflips.
That's another type of
They should have been if it was 1900.
Cinco Vargas, homie.
If this was 1900, the Ringling Brothers would have kidnapped the whole family, bro. Yeah. They would have been in cages performing in
Barnum
debut.
And Bailey.
That's true.
Vargas was Circo Vargas.
Real one, bro.
The
real
brothers.
The good Ringling Brothers. I just read about some albino brothers. Who
Red Grant.
They're albino and they're kidnapped from Virginia.
God damn.
By, I think it was Ringling Brothers.
Yeah.
Kidnapped them.
What a crazy time.
And they were twins. And they took them on the road as like these freaks. They didn't allow them to go to school and learn to read and write or anything like that. They were musically gifted and like they were so smart. You could play a song for them once and they could play it for you.
Wow.
Like on guitar, piano, everything. They just knew
Madly
how to do
gifted.
It. And then the crazy thing is they went back to Virginia as part of this circus, and they saw their mother in the audience, and because they had been missing.
Wow!
They saw their mother in the audience after several years, and they were like, "That's our mom. She's not dead," because they lied and said she had died.
Damn.
And
dude.
It was sad. It was crazy. It was a crazy
up,
story.
Dude.
I can't remember their names, but
there's
like it was 1900. They would have took the Island Boys and put them in an exhibit.
Their hair was kind of like they had like dreads.
God damn,
they would have put them as an exhibit right next to the Filipinos, bro.
Oh,
when the Filipinos came to America during
cages,
the World's
yeah.
Fair, they were in cages.
That's they were black dude. Albino, and they were marketed as like somebody from. Do you have them up there, Philip?
Yeah.
What's the name there? It's like they gave them a name of like a.
Tribe or something?
No, and they gave him like a Spanish name as like cannibals from something cannibals
from the
yeah, you know,
jungles,
they just had to hype him up as something special or
and
whatever.
People eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Like,
I was going to tell you guys that there was a family that's from Zacatecas, Mexico, that they were the wolf family, Los Niños Lobos. Oh, they were all hairy. Yeah. I see
those wolves. We met that guy on our honeymoon. Yeah. Yeah, the day after we got married.
And they're still in the circus, the whole family, and they're all born that way except for one Peludos, kid. Huh? Yeah, just all furry face in the front. Peluchinis. It is crazy, bro.
That guy
bro.
We met is from Guatemala, though, yeah. right? Crazy, Honduras. Dude. Yeah.
Can they shave? At the freak show? No, at the freak
they
show?
Can, but I guess they get all cold or something.
I met that fool at the freak show in Venice Beach, bro. Hairy little motherfucker. Very smart.
Yeah, he was so nice, so sweet. That freak show is closing right after that.
That's but so we saw a lady that was this tall, bro.
Pinche alta, to the table. Bro. No, to the she was table. Like,
oh, shit. Yeah, oh, damn.
This tall from here to here.
She's a straight up oddity.
Full grown woman.
On American Horror Story. The little Indian lady. Uh-huh. Have you seen her? She looks like a doll. She's just a little bit bigger than like a Barbie doll. Like she's 13 or 14 inches, something like that. There she is.
Oh, shit.
Guilty
from that new doll movie. Was that doll movie?
Megan?
Yeah, bro, in the movie, they killed her and they put her in a jar.
God damn, dude.
Back then, bro, like the circus, they would sell aborted black babies and put them in jars and exhibits.
Dude, I took a science class, dude, in the junior college. Dark a zoology history. Class. And this dude had like babies that had three eyes, cyclops.
Three eyes for reals?
They were brought over from Chernobyl, dude, from Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I'm telling you, dude, it's the craziest shit.
So they were born with three eyes?
They were three and four eyes, like cyclops. Man. Mutated. Dude.
And they were crazy an exhibit?
Shit. Yeah. No, he had them in big old jars in formaldehyde. And there were some that had webbed finger hands. Like, dude, creepy ass shit. Like,
but you have webbed feet, bro?
But I still got two.
We saw it when I was senior year in high school, 1990, I was looking at Life magazine and they were showing all the animals from Chernobyl. I think it was 10 years later or 5 years later. I can't remember when Chernobyl was.
In the 80s.
83 or something like that. Anyway, there were horses with like eight legs, but the regular horse body and head. That's crazy. They couldn't walk because they had eight legs and they couldn't figure that all out. And
then, did you lay on the floor or what?
Yeah, or a pig born with no eyes, just skin covering. You know, like it was horrible.
Mad deformities.
But they didn't show humans. But I knew, you know, there have to be humans, of course.
Because it's all that whole area is abandoned, but you'll see some. I've seen some videos where people go to these abandoned like places and you'll see some dogs just running around still.
Oh, yeah.
But it's crazy, dude.
I ran into some wild dogs in Bahamas. They're scary as fuck.
Shit.
They blocked the car. Like, we got a taxi back to the house, and they were in the street, like,
hungry ass fools.
What?
Fuck, dude.
That guy, Miguel Ayala, was born with a vagina in his neck.
Oh, who? Shit, dude.
What did he say?
No, he was born with a vagina in his neck. He fucked guys like this.
Hey, did you guys see that story a couple years ago or like a year ago? Like it was on Instagram and like that some guy had a dick on his arm. Is that true or is that bullshit?
Yeah, he used to fuck Miguel Ayala's neck with it. He would get him in a chokehold, bro. Like this.
I was
fuck
looking
him.
At him on, is this shit real or is this shit fake, bro? Like, what's up with that? And I'm not even trying to be funny, dude.
For real, Miguel Ayala's neck was in a movie called Deep Throat.
Classic.
Oh my God, that'll be creepy, dude.
Oh, you're looking up the dick hand?
Dick arm. Dick
what's
arm.
Up, fool?
I don't know if it's real.
Post it up.
Everything's real. Shit.
It fell off and he grew back on his arm.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, I know there was a weird little story to it.
God,
I've been heard like stories of people that like have missing ears when they're born, and then like they have it, they grow an ear on a rat or a mouse, and then they put it on there. Because I knew a family that their kid was born with like it was all it looked like a booger, and then he has a new ear. I didn't ask him how they got it, but I seen him later, and it's a real
you
ear.
You live
now.
At bro, I live Dr. Moreau.
What's going on?
Riverside, full Crest Avenue.
What is going on?
Weird ass shit.
Riverside's crazy.
My grandmother used to talk about this. My grandmother's from Moorhead, Kentucky. And everybody in her class that she would talk about had like an extra toe or an extra finger or no tongue or something weird. Yeah,
I had an uncle.
I have cousins who have no tongue. Two cousins that have
really?
No tongue.
Really? Yeah. I had an uncle that had six fingers on one hand.
God damn, it's dude. Weird.
And her, like, his grandma had the finger in the jar with formaldehyde.
God damn,
are you
dude.
Serious?
I'm not messing with you. Yeah, yeah. Zacatecas, yeah. Crazy. And my grandfather was born
I remember
with
one time,
fingers.
Rodrigo, we were working at the Hop. Right?
And you remember that little short
we're doing
girl?
Comedy shows, and then this girl, Felipe, this girl likes you, but he left me a note. But she has fucked up thumbs. So I went to go look at them, bro. The thumb, bro. She was pretty, but can't go over the thumb,
dude,
bro.
I can't get over that, dude. I'm weird like that.
How do they look like, dude?
Like she was hitchhiking for life.
Bro, like, they're just wide, bro.
Her thumb looked like somebody smashed it, bro.
Nevada. Oh. And like a square, an exact square.
Because you got to picture that shit jacking you off. I don't know if you're weird.
It would have been like this, bro. And she would jerk me out just rubbing it like this.
Not even, dude. Get out of here with those defective body parts.
Yeah. Sure. Thumb resting your dick, bro.
Not even, bro. I'm good. I need a lady thumb. Not a hobbit thumb.
That was my lady thumbalina.
Wait, you turned somebody down because of their thumb?
I think you danced with her for a while, but I was like, nah, I'm good.
So I kept looking at her. She was like arm wrestling me like this. I was turned off.
She'll probably beat you up in finger wrestling, yeah, dude.
Cars kept stopping. Why?
What's up, Fool Podcast? I forgot to tell you that last week we were talking about how that girl stole that fool's money, remember?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Remember I told you guys they stole that money, but they didn't leave because of that. I remember they left because what I said. So the other girl, she had just gotten a new nose job. And she noticed that I was giving everybody nicknames, and she said, "What will be my nickname?" And I said, "Schnauzer." Right. And they got up and left.
Oh. Is that the original Schnauzer from Ontario?
Why Schnauzer. Would you say that?
Out of stupid, man.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Talk about myself.
And you had sex with her yet?
Never, nothing.
So that prevented it then?
We just took a picture with me drinking a. No, I wasn't even drinking.
I mean, I remember the pictures, but I mean,
it was Schnauzer.
That's funny.
Yeah, that Macau beak.
She didn't even have a big nose.
Nah, this one
it
did.
Really wasn't. Yeah. Oh, I saw the pictures.
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, bro? You've been with a girl with 3 years?
No, that's insane. 3 years? Fucking chismosa right there, dude. Bro.
Somebody's sister that we had on the show, she had an ear that was split right here, but she was born that way. Yeah,
I've seen that before.
That they shot it with something. And. Yeah. When she broke up with somebody, that was the last thing he said. Fuck you and your fucked up ears.
That's funny. You know what I trip out? How you'll see like, you know, people like pierce their baby's ears like at what, like a couple months old?
And they get a fever.
Brutal.
Yeah, and they scream like crazy. Like are you supposed to do it that early?
Some people like it, dude. I think it's kind of torture, though.
There's no
rules. Yeah, but like,
bro, they circumcised kids. What's wrong with you? That's painful, right? It's painful, right?
Oh, I'm sure it is, dude. But
it's like cutting the ears off a dog, right?
Okay, well, that's kind of like a little, a hearing circumcision. But I was going to tell you that, like, now they're trying not to practice that much anymore. Circumcisions, yeah.
A lot of people have stopped putting it in their, they started putting in their birth plans, like, in the early 2000s.
That used to be my old joke, I read somewhere. I said, what do doctors do with a leftover circumcision skin? They sell it to gays as chewing gum.
Like a snail?
Holy shit. Fucking calamari, bro.
Blow a bubble, bro.
God damn, dude.
Because a lot of people get infected, like not a lot, but I'm sure like out of the millions that get done daily or whatever, there's a lot of infections and some dudes lose their dicks.
From what?
From circumcisions.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And also even like the Jewish community, some of them, those fools get herpes and shit. Because the rabbis have that shit on their mouths.
This fool said, shit. But enough about San Wonder.
Free t-shirt, eh?
I bought a sticker from her, man. $75.
Oh, my God.
Purses for fucking $500.
Fucking.
Right now.
My girl says, like, why is she selling fucking purses for $500?
Wow, bro. Straight robbing fool.
Coach don't cost that much.
And get a real one.
Oh, we're talking shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, please.
But you know what? The best thing, they'll personally bring it to your house and avoid FedEx.
Yeah, and she'll tag up your wall with her, those paintings. Orale.
What's up, bro? Shout out to Chaka, bro. Out. Fucking still tagging, bro. 50 years old.
Dude, God I seen damn, that fool dude. Tagging. Like, he was doing videos. It's like, dick, like, you're going to get prosecuted, fool. This is me right here by the freeway sign, right here by the 710.
Hey, what's the difference between just leaving a tag and actually doing a real graffiti,
like a bomb?
Like a bomb? It just takes longer and it's like, you know, like...
People don't do that no more, huh?
Some do. Like, it depends like where you're at.
You gotta have time, huh?
Time, you gotta be quick.
But tag is just a tag and a...
Yeah, if you can just put like... Or that's if you can right? bomb it, yeah. It's gonna take longer. Then you got... Are you gonna put color in it? Are you gonna fill it in? You know, bubble letters, all that shit.
Yeah, I remember in high school, everybody... You were tagging, bro? I tried to because there was a whole bunch of tagging crews. I was
Rizzo
to...
one.
No, I told you. Ozier, bro.
Whoa. Rizzo. Easy Odyssey.
Oh, backwards.
Yeah, Rizzo backwards. Ozier, dude. That was my tagging name, dude.
Ozier. Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah, or somebody say Ozier.
I don't even remember that.
Like Homer Simpson.
It's one of those things. I just want to like delete from
your
my brain.
Jacket matches.
It was funny because we were trying to start a tagging crew and everybody
Ozier.
Like, everybody like, nobody had fucking any business doing tagging. There used to be like a bicycle guy from Jalisco and you're like, And somebody gave him the name Jolly, because like Jalisco, you know? And then that was his name, Jolly.
I'm going to start tagging, bro. Fool one,
yeah, yeah.
Loof.
Fooner, bro.
Loofer.
Fool one.
Fool one, that's a good one.
Decay.
MC Fool, dog.
But people were trying to be taggers. I remember, Kid man.
Fool. Like, Fool's got into fights or tagging, huh? Like, that's our wall.
Then that
or
shit got serious.
Tagging started crews turned into gangs later on, dude.
I saw this the meth head tagger on a video. There was some hipsters doing like artistic graffiti on a wall. And that fool went over there and fucking started tagging his tag all over it. He goes, what happened? He goes, what are you doing that for? You guys are crossing up my homie's tag. I saw you guys the way you guys did it last week, and then you rewrote his tag right there. What are you gonna do, motherfucker? And he keeps tagging his shit.
The right mad there. Flare.
Yeah, I remember people used to try. There's this tagger that was like pretty big in the area, Atlas, and he was the guy that did those blue cats on the freeway.
I've seen him before.
From CBS. It's
90 now.
That's a bad. That's me 90s. Dog.
Yeah, CBS.
Fuck you, homie. Turk 182.
They're bad as fuck. Those fools are bad,
California,
bro.
California Bomb Squad. So. He was a skater fool too.
Those fools are bad as fuck, dude.
He's still around, yeah.
Dude, Alice. You know what's badass about those tag crews? Like, even like LA rooftops that you go into the 101, those fucking tags from the 90s lasted like 20 years, dude. They probably started racing them in 2003, dude.
Wow.
Have you seen now that
that's the time, dude.
There's taggers now, like, you know how, okay, so you're going to fuck up a wall, right? Whatever, right? With paint.
Hit it up.
But there's dudes now, like, they see a wall with a bunch of dirt, like, it's all dirty. They put a marker, or they make their own marker full of clean water, and they just tag their name on that dirt, inside, and it just the stays dirt there forever.
Oh, wow.
It's called
staining that
it's
shit.
It's called clean tagging, as they call it.
Oh, shit.
But they do it all over, bro, and that fucking tag stays forever because they're never going to clean that wall. Yeah. And then when it rains, it just rains over it. But I've seen it. I went on a tagging wormhole last time, and this chick, she just goes to these dirty walls. There it is. Is that the cleaning one?
Yeah. Because you can do it. Bleach.
Yeah, right there. He does it with just clean water, bro. What do they call it? Water tagging. Yeah.
Eco-friendly taggers, bro.
Yeah. Reverse graffiti, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you remember in the early 90s, Filippo, they came out with that that spray to get rid of graffiti. So they would go over the letters, and then actually they would go over the letters, but then they would etch the names into the concrete wall or the actual wall, and then it'll stay there forever. So instead of cleaning it up, they like left an impression, you know, for the rest.
But
of the
sometimes there's two graffiti, bro. One time, like back in 2000, I got lost, bro, and I ended up exiting Chaka Avenue.
Yeah. We're just hit it all up.
But those fools were hitting up. How about those dudes that just don't like they're not really tagger, but just throw a bucket of paint on the bus.
That shit's annoying, bro. But to me, it's like they got botched. Like, you know, somebody rolled up on them, so fuck it, throw the paint. You can't take it back home. So all that shit's just like, dude, that shit's badass, dude. Or like cops that's like kind of cowboys and Indians right now still.
Didn't Alex the Great, he was a tagger?
I think back in the day he was saying that right there in that Venice area, you know?
Rodrigo said he was a
tagger. I was a tagger.
What's his name again?
He won't say.
I ain't going to say.
All right, he's not even out there, bro.
Fuck that.
Imagine he washed over.
He tagged a whole bunch of walls.
Nah, bro, I'm good.
He tagged on Riverside, homies.
It's because there was fools. Limitations on
no,
that.
There was fools that wanted to get me in their cruise because I wrote good, and I just wouldn't do it.
Dude. Don't be lying.
And then I would bomb shit up for him, and here, you can use it. You can have it. Like, I wasn't down to be in a gang or nothing. Like,
Drigo's. Was that Drigo's or Rigo's?
Nah, bro.
Rigo one,
then, like,
dude.
The little crew that I was in, you had to steal 5 cans, and then you stole those 5 cans, and you had to go bomb that whole night. And I did all that shit, and I was like, this ain't worth it, dude, because all these fools were getting caught, and then they were getting cases and shit. So every tag, they were just like basically like all the money, they would charge you like $100. So like if you were up everywhere, then like, dude, it's an insurmountable amount.
Insurmountable, dude. My cousin got caught because
with all that shit. I couldn't do that.
My cousin was tagging a wash right there by the In-N-Out in South Pasadena.
In the wash, he got busted?
In the wash, and then there's an apartment right there, and like they called the cops, and my cousin ran. He left his fucking backpack there, and they found his math book with his name, Alhambra High School. They went to the fucking high school, and you got caught, bro.
But then, you can put it on paper, but what you're going to do on a wall, what are you going to do if you're going to scribe, if you're going to use a mean streak, all that shit's different.
Streak.
Yeah. This guy's a pro.
That was the one with a little, that's more like
oil
paint.
Oil pen. And then you can split the colors, triple them up, six them up, like badass shit, dude.
I was watching this guy who bought like a bunch of paints, and he made it his own mean streak, bro. He put a little bottle right here.
Yeah, dude.
And he put like, I guess he put like cloth, fucking big old tags all over the city, dog.
There's badass shit you can
How about those dudes that don't tag, but they leave stickers everywhere with a tag?
That's tagging too. That's considered tagging. That stuff, all those memes.
That was you?
I used to get the post office stickers and just fucking.
Yeah, they were. Hello, my name is.
Everybody did that, huh?
Yeah, I was a pussy dude.
But those were Sakura. Yeah. Those were Sakura products. The mean streaks and then the badass markers.
How about the Scriber, bro? That little sharp pen.
Yeah, glass, bro. You get the badass ones at Home Depot, but before then, you would get them at Home Base, dog, or Builder's Emporium.
Glass eater, right?
Without Tiger, those would have left a lot of business,
of
huh?
That's true.
Because see, that stuff.
Nobody in their 30s was buying a spray paint.
No.
Just to fucking spray paint a pole.
It's a Krylon and Rust-Oleum. But I was going to tell you, with those Scribers, that's what they used to write on, like, big old fucking I-beam steel and shit.
We said Rodrigo used Pam spray to tag.
Yeah. No. One thing you got to do is like Pam, the original Pams, you would get a bombing tip from there. They would have a fat ass flare. And that was actually, you get them off.
I forgot the tips. Yeah, the tips.
I knew a guy, I guess my baby mama's brother, he used to be a mean tagger, bro. He was 13. His whole room smelled like fucking alcohol and paint.
Did he huff too?
No, but the mom thought he was huffing. But that fool was mixing paint in the house. And that fool leave at 7, bro, summer, and come back around 10 p.m.,
like a real
bro.
Job, fuck.
Tagging all day and running from people and probably shoplifting.
And a lot of it was running, dude. Because, dude, the thing that happened with me, dude, when I started tagging, that was like...
Couldn't run no more.
In the ninth, the seventh, eighth grade ninth. And then... my mom caught me smoking weed. I was even smoking real weed, dog. I went up on a eucalyptus tree that we had behind the house. And then I fucking broke up the eucalyptus and I fucking smoked it in a post. one of those post-it notes. Dude, my mom see me and she fucking grabbed me from the leg and dragged me down and just started beating the shit out of me. And then she grabbed all my streaks, all my cans, and she's like, if you ever tag again, I'll fucking kill you.
I remember you telling me that you
wanted. And then I was like, fuck, I'm a bitch. Just fucking give me some freedom. Like, and then my dad came home and she told him everything. That fool had round two with me, dude. That was an intervention, though.
This would tell me that you tried to be a cholo and your mom wasn't having it.
Nah,
fuck
bro.
That shit.
Fuck,
no, you're not combing her back.
And then, like, all the three fools I used to hang out with ended up dead, dog. All those fools were shot and killed.
Damn, dude.
Good for your mom and dad.
Those are the And then I got into Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm not down for speeding your ass, but.
But yeah, it was a wild time. Though.
Every time I would tag, I would write like a rock band instead. I would write Ozzy,
Joy Division,
or do that S.
Hey Felipe, when I was a kid, a lot of fools just would tag Ozzy.
Yeah.
They would just tag Ozzy.
Blizzard of Oz album. Yeah.
Blizzard of Oz.
And I would do the. I would also, if I was both bored, I would tag. If I had a spray can, everybody tagging, I would do a big ass cross and write Black Sabbath, and then on top, 666.
I'd like to know how many people are walking around the world with an Ozzy on their hands. Tattoo.
Grips.
I wish I had one.
Thousands.
Thousands.
On their fingers.
That's the baddest tattoo ever, dude.
The Ozzy on the fingers. I've seen it so many times.
Fuck yeah, dude. One of our
neighbors, he had long ass hair. And one time we were smoking weed and doing drugs. And that fool, he had everybody laughing. Because he said, hey, man, you were into the heavy metal shit, huh, dog? Back in the days. Yeah, dog, I got too crazy. My mom was scared, eh?
La Metallica.
Because I was worshiping Ozzy. He goes, what do you mean worshiping Ozzy? Yeah, bro, I had a whole altar with his face and his album, and I would play
next
it.
Next level over
I
here,
I would play
dog.
In the dark. I just sit like this.
What the fuck?
So what was he playing?
And my bro, coming home, man.
Bro, don't ever tell Ozzy that, bro, because he'll probably kick you out of the concert.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
You get to bite the heads off roaches, bro.
That'd be funny, dog, instead of a bat.
But it was weird because that fool, like, he was all into rock, bro. He would have those tight ass skinny jeans back in the day.
Sometimes it's a phase, and sometimes like it's the rest
with
of your
a
life.
With a Target shirt,
the glam metal,
a mullet.
Dude, I know fools that used to dress like that in the 80s that still look like that, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Still have that old ass little shirt and those old ass little jeans, bro. Living with their mom.
They couldn't ever take him off, dude. How tight they were.
Yeah, man. Once, people in LA that like still love heavy metal and still want to dress like that, they should leave California and move to Ohio, where people actually dress like that for real.
Arizona.
Yeah. Remember we were driving from Cleveland, from Cincinnati to Cleveland, and we were listening to the rock station, and all the old heavy metal bands were coming to Ohio.
They still have like four. I think they still have like metal and rock, classic rock stations.
They have a lot of rock stations.
Quiet Riot.
In Dayton, Ohio alone, there's
live
four.
In Dayton.
Ohio, where heavy metal still rocks.
Because that's like, that. I was reading the pre-Chris book and I was telling Felipe that like, that's where like Kiss broke big the first time. That's why they call it Detroit Rock City. Because their first big old sold out concert was there. And then like, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, man. As far as heavy metal, like blowing big right now is the Midwest, Ohio, and Mexico, man.
Oh, Mexico. Oh, well,
Pichi rockero.
Yo soy metálico.
What's up, people? Rolling Stone released the 200 best voices of all time, and people are mad because they didn't include Michael Jackson and Celine Dion.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
It's a whole new era now where, because they didn't include Michael Jackson and Celine Dion and someone else.
Huh, nobody cares about that Titanic song.
Michael Jackson's probably my favorite. I think his voice is the most perfect, purest, on pitch.
Jackson's the shit.
Voice ever since he was a kid.
Timeless.
Yeah. You know when I found out, when Michael Jackson was bad as fuck was that This Is the End video. When he was auditioning, like the bass player, he's like, no, you got to play more funky. And he told him how he wanted it, bro. And I was like, damn, this fool's fucking bad, bro.
He doesn't even know music theory or notes and stuff. He just knows, I want the rhythm, I want this, put more
of your body into it. Like, I'm like, damn, bro.
He was badass.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bro, I don't care what fuck, bro. Even Paisas were trying to dance like Michael Jackson.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I remember when my dad and them drinking, and then like they're just listening, just drinking, and somebody will, like outside somewhere, will start playing like a Michael Jackson song. Dun, 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 they would have tried to break dance, bro.
Everybody in the world would have a reaction, I think.
Like when he died, I don't think there's gonna be any other artist that's gonna have the same impact. Cause dude, for fucking 3 weeks.
But you know, that's again the other thing I seen that this is the end, dude. Like when he was doing press conferences, dude, when people were fainting, dog.
Thank you very much.
Like screaming and crying and falling on the ground. I'm like, God. Damn,
but when he died, it was on the news for fucking 3 weeks.
Remember, it was Farrah Fawcett died, insane. And then he died right after, and then like boom, she didn't even die, bro.
Yeah, they had Ed McMahon, Corpus Christi. Ed McMahon too. He died that same day. I didn't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah. 24 hours of Michael Jackson. That was insane.
Fuck, 48 hours. 78.
And then they had like a tour for his funeral, right? Didn't they have like two memorial places or something like that?
And three.
Staples Center, right?
Because the Glendale's where they finally buried him, but didn't they do one in Gary, Indiana too?
Yeah, and then I was like on tour.
Well, man, the NFL playoff picture is locked in, and my go-to place for the wild card round action is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend. Oh, man. Sometimes, man, like back in the days when I would bet on games, I would just bet with somebody that I didn't know, bro. Like, I would give them like $10 and I would just win $10 or lose $10. Or sometimes, man, people make the mistake of betting with a bookie, and then the bookie goes breaks their arm, you know? DraftKings doesn't break arm. Use code FOOL, F-O-O-L, and get DraftKings Sportsbook, people. Just place any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you'll get a free bet back up to $10. Action's so good, why bet NFL playoffs anywhere else? So, man, why bet it? Would you bet, bro?
Oh, yeah, dude, I would, yeah.
You would, right? You would use DraftKings, right? You would,
DraftKings,
right?
DraftKings is the only way to go, dude.
I'm actually going to try that little, like, if it's $200 worth of bets for $10, I'm down.
I think it's five bucks if you're new.
Right? Yeah. I'm down for a little run.
And that's good because it's not intimidating, you know?
I would do it, man. But do they only do base football or just everything?
I think
like
all
soccer,
sports across the game, dude,
it's
across
just
the board.
NFL is hot right now. Playoffs are happening, so.
Even how many times Biden falls, it's crazy. Yeah.
No, the Raiders in the playoffs?
He only has one more left.
In your dreams.
Who's in it right now, though?
Paco.
Green Bay got in, right?
Packers are in? Patriots did not, right? I was hearing
But Tampa Bay did, right?
They did? Yeah. I have no clue. Rizzo?
How about the Chargers?
I don't know. They won.
The Rams lost, man. They're out of it.
And they beat the Rams,
somebody
bro.
In the chat, tell me who's in the playoffs.
Somebody said they're going to bet on the San Fran flood. Oh,
so shit. Go ahead, man. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FOOL. New customers can bet $5 on NFL and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code FOOL. Come on, people.
Code FOOL.
DraftKings is a place where you could place bets like you do like on a like on one of those office pools, right?
I guess it's more kind of like a more socially acceptable to kind of just an easier way to bet for people that have never done it before.
And legit, you don't have to deal with a guy that's going to come back with your winnings. It's like what it is.
It's legal. And,
all right, man. Yeah. We were talking about one time we were hanging out with Earthquake. I hope you don't mind me talking about this. But we were hanging out with him at the airport. And that fool was talking to a bookie or somebody. He goes, "Yeah, man, give me $10 on the Rams." For man,
he told this fool, "Felipe, I'm trying to hit this spread." Because that's where it's at. The spreads, if you make it, that's where you kind of get your like comeback money or like your salvation money, and it can be more than what your initial bet is. I don't understand it.
I didn't know what the spread was till I went to DraftKings, and what it means is like just say when they say that the Raiders by 7. They gotta win by 7. Damn. And they cannot lose other than by 7.
So and that's your spread. 7
points.
That's
your spread. And if you and it, when you go dope, when you, then like, but you could parlay that bet to another game. That let's just say like, okay, the Rams are favored by 12. So they gotta win by 12, and they can't lose. So you could parlay that bet to another bet. So you're betting all day, dog.
Hell yeah.
Tripling, doubling your money.
Do you remember when we were doing those acting classes with Joe Diaz and you're like showing up and everything? And he was telling me about betting. He's all, "The spread. All right, that's the spread. And then you get a yardstick." And I was like, "What the fuck is a yardstick? $100, cocksucker." I didn't even know what a yardstick was, bro.
Yeah, I remember.
I didn't know
Joe
nothing,
Diaz had
bro.
A bit about, I go, "I don't root for football. I wear a Raider jacket. I wear a Raider hat every Sunday. -7. I mean, they gotta lose by 7, or I don't win nothing."
I was like, "What's a yardstick, bro? $100.
Hilarious."
Shout out to Robert. What?
Robert Mascarenas. What's up, fool?
Sounds like a makeup line, eh?
Mascarenas. Yeah, right.
Every morning I wake up, but you know what I do? I splash some mascarena on my face, and I get rid of my dark circles.
Do the mascarena.
Finish the thing? Okay, cool.
Hilarious.
Let's get some calls, eh?
Oh,
what's up?
Let's get some quick minute calls.
I love these.
Opening up the line.
Call us right now, man. What do you think about 323-UFOOL61? Let us know what you think about... Sama anything, Hayek. Man, about Salma Hayek and her tamarindo. Were they fake? Were they real?
What?
What looked better, the pulparino?
January 14, man, only like 2 tickets left for San Luis Obispo, people. San Luis Obispo. Fremont Theater, right?
Yes.
January 21st, I'm at the Desert Diamond Casino, Sahuarita in Tucson, Arizona. January 26th, 27th, 28th, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. At the world famous Comedy Zone Comedy Club, a beautiful place. They have a Mexican restaurant on top of the, right above the fucking club, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're real nice people there. Oh, and a club that goes on forever.
Yeah, dude. It just starts like,
it feels like when we parked there, they have like three, like we parked there, right? And then we leave, and then another 100 people show up to go something else, huh?
Well, that club that opens up, another like string of people come, and then like it's like three nights and one night over there.
Do you remember that day that we came out?
It's all layered up.
And when we were leaving, there was a car that just woof, took a parking space right away.
Oh, dude, like
and then
that,
we started
bro.
Walking, and everybody, the whole street was packed.
Yeah. It was happening, dude.
Like young people love to party.
They couldn't get any parking on the
there
street.
There was no parking, man.
Nothing, dude.
People were parking far. Let's do those dates. Okay. Not done. February 2nd through February 5th, Tommy T's, Pleasanton, California.
Those tickets are going fast.
They're going fast, man.
And Tucson is going fast too. Almost
February
gone.
9th through 11th. If you don't get tickets for Pleasanton, drive to Fort Wayne, Indiana. I guarantee you, man, you can get a ticket on my lap. February 18th,
that's one, huh?
Bakersfield, California, the world famous Tower Theater,
Fox Theater.
Fox Theater. Tickets at FelipeWorld.com.
That's already like half sold, three-fourths sold almost.
Also, they have another show coming up, so you're in LA? No, I don't.
Hell in yeah. LA? No. Not right. Somebody calling?
Oh, well. Shit. People are calling?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hello.
I gave you mine, right? No,
what's
take
up,
mine.
What's up, fool?
It's me again.
Who?
You can hear it? Sergio.
Fucking Sergio.
What's up, Sergio, man? Oh, shit, bro. You're flooded right now, right?
No.
Just well, your pants, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to let, let me get this right. Not Martin, but Martin. Want to let him know that Steve's okay.
Oh, okay, Steve Danner. Oh, thank God. We're,
what happened to him, bro?
Because he's short and he's in the floods out there.
He went down the sink.
Help me, Felipe. I'll meet you over there.
Hey, take it easy. I'm gonna make it short. Niners all the way.
During the playoffs?
Yeah.
All right.
He said, like, what do you expect?
DraftKings.
I heard they're moving to LA, too.
Dude, that'll be, dude, like, the Bay will never be the same if they move to LA.
Oh, fool. Hey, don't hang up. Over, don't hang up, Sergio. What's up with fucking.
What's up, bro?
With the owner of the Raiders getting all sentido, getting all butthurt, all sad because.
Kicked out that
because
man,
because opposing teams used the Raider game as their field whenever they show up. Like whenever there's a, wow. Like just say the 49ers are gonna be in, there was more 49er fans than Raider fans at the Raider game last week.
Damn.
Like it was more, flooded, dude. Yeah, it was like, the Raiders were bleeding.
They made a statement, dude.
Yeah, and.
There's been a lot of Niner fans at opposing stadiums lately. I don't know if you noticed that, like up there in Seattle and down in LA.
Yeah, that's what we were mentioning right there. Like the Las Vegas Raider game was like that, and like you're saying, a couple other games.
You know what I said? You know what I say about that? I say, nah, it's just put up norteños that are over there.
Are you guys gentrifying stadiums, bro, or what? Easy.
All right, fool. Thanks for calling, bro.
Stay safe out there. Stay dry.
The Bay Area treats sports.
The 49ers are going to lose 14-0, bro.
It treats sports like a gang up there in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Enough about Birdman.
It's like colored. Remember, they Birdman, swear, so Birdman went to New York when we went to New York.
There's people in LA, when they're shopping, he goes, I don't want those pants. Those are Ram colors.
Yeah, like you like, say that every time. If I put an outfit on and again. It's certain colors, he'll say, oh, you're a Padres fan.
I can't wear that, man. That's like, Dolphins colors.
Dude, if the Dolphins, if the Raiders were the Dolphin colors, I would never wear that shit.
I would never. Those are the worst.
Green and orange?
Yeah. Enough about Pete Munoz.
That's like pink and blue here, or something, right?
Yeah,
isn't
dude,
it?
It's silver and black.
Just like what's up, fool? Shout out to my podcast on the side, History for Fools. What you got, dog?
What's up, guys? Right here, it's San Ray Bros in Los Podcasts del Norte.
Someone's on the phone.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Hello, what's up, dog?
I thought that one got canceled, bro.
What's up, homie?
It's all quiet.
What's up?
Who's this?
We have a shy guy, bro.
Oh, shit. Oscar.
Come out of the closet, dog.
Who?
Did you eat the last cookie, bro, or what?
Hello?
No, this is Eddie from Whittier.
Oh, Eddie! What's up, Fast by. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm a Raider fan, too. He's want to say that.
Me too, bro.
I think the problem with the stadium is that every team's going to use it as a destination stadium. They're going to go and celebrate there. So
exactly, bro. Like, why not?
It's
in fucking Vegas.
What, that's what I was getting to.
I'm going
to
go hit up the Dirty After 30, and then I'm going to go fucking the comedy, the fucking show.
That's why I say they shouldn't have went to
the Raider fan. I mean, wouldn't you go there for a weekend?
Fuck yeah, bro. Make a weekend out of it, dude.
If I was an opposing fan, that'll be the only time I will go to Vegas to see my opposing
fan. You'd make an event out of every game you go to over there.
Come on, you have to.
But if the Rams were to move to Southgate, I probably wouldn't go, bro.
Dominguez Hills.
Yeah, fucking riot on Tweety, bro. Tweety Boulevard.
What happened, bro? Oh, man, that's a big ass line, bro, on Firestone.
Is it for Greenspans or the Ram game, man?
Party at Portals.
Man, have you ever been to a Raider game at the Coliseum though in Oakland back in the days?
No, I just got to I went to the Coliseum when they're in LA.
Oh my God, dog! I went to the one in Oakland, and man, there was like I went into the Raider side, and I was like, I don't know, there were so many people, bro. Like, how are they gonna get all these motherfuckers inside? But they do.
Yeah, dude, that was a crazy ass tailgate right there, dog.
Yeah, it's fun going around tailgating. We didn't even tailgate, but we just like visit all the people and then everybody takes selfies. I got sick from eating those carnitas
that one night. Isaac got food poisoning.
Isaac got food poisoning for somebody's tacos that they gave him.
A carne asada with blood on it, eh?
Dude, by the end of the game, I started like sweating and I started turning green.
Wait,
dude.
You had the same one?
Yeah, and then I'm just like, dude, and the rest was blown out.
What do you think it was? Just like the salsa or
dirty fingers, bro. That's what it was.
Yeah, or just leaving it out.
But it was like, that was like a little 2 hour sickness though from that.
Did you tailgate at that show, at that game or not?
No, I mean, I was a teenager. It wasn't like I was going to go with my dad and have some money to go tailgate. So it was like a bunch of guys would go and try to not get beat up. I mean, I was a Raider fan, but still, it was crazy in the bathrooms. There was all kinds of fights breaking out back in the day.
Hell yeah, bro. Even at Dodger Stadium, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you remember when the Rams games had home game? They were at Angel Stadium. Remember that,
yeah,
right?
Back in the
days. Yeah, I went to one of those games.
How was it?
Fucking crazy, bro. I was little, dog. Fucking scared but happy. It was weird.
I went to one moment. I went to one Oakland, one LA Raider game, bro. When they were playing the LA Raiders, when they were the Los Angeles Raiders back in the days, and I got food poisoning because I ate two hot dogs outside from this lady, and I went inside the stadium, bro. And by the time I got home, bro, fuck, bro. It was, I was peeing out of my ass.
Oh, that's the worst, dude.
But there was a guy in the he was from MC Pancho's neighborhood. Because I only know this because he had a big old Hawthorne, or I don't know what it was. Harbor City.
Yeah.
Harbor City something, with sweatshirt. And that fool ran in the field, bro. He ran in the field, and the cops were chasing them. And there was this funny ass black dude behind me going, he goes, that cholo's at the 40. He's at the 20. Oh, he stopped by for a taco. Dude, he was killing me, bro.
That's funny, dog.
I like sitting next to somebody funnier than me at stadiums, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's the shit, bro.
They entertain me the whole night.
Bro, you don't even need anything, dude. That's like, dude, there's no comedian better than that, bro. It's either that or an ex-AC dude fucking cutting up the fucking scenes, bro.
What's up, Eddie? Thank you for calling, bro.
Yeah, man. Here, bro.
Happy New Year, big dog.
Bro, I remember when I was a kid, I had a roast battle with my friend Ronald Page, Coco, black dude, and we fucking started roasting each other after school, bro, for like all the way from 3 o'clock to 4:30, bro.
Really?
And I remember roasting each other and bagging on each other, and I just thought about it today. I never called him the N-word in an hour and a half. Or made fun of his black skin, or made fun of him being from Africa. It was nothing racial.
Just clever jokes.
But I was fucking him up, bro.
Turn down your radio.
Hey, bro, lower your hi-fi, bro. Computer,
phone.
I think it's the guy who, it's him. Yeah, it's
yeah,
him.
He's listening to it.
Goes to show that you don't need all that shit. So
yeah, bro. So I was watching it, and I remember like he made fun of my mom being a nurse, that like she still had the band-aids, you know, whatever. But I roasted that fool, dog, and we fucked each other up. But it was he never said wetback. He never said you're an illegal. Nothing like that. That's why I know that these roast battles you watch at the comedy store are not real roast battles, bro. They're just a bunch of writers who got together and to write jokes about the other person. Yeah. But to be a real roaster, you got to go up there, bro, with no material and just start making shit up on the whim, bro. By reaction and by the feelings. Like if somebody's fucking me up, it's going to make me think something. I'm going to get angry, bro. I'm going to say something funny.
I was going to say, like, you can just go just based on appearances, fool.
Yeah, like Corey Holcomb, one time he roasted a guy without it was behind his back getting inside his Mercedes. Like, it was one of those Mercedes that Eddie Murphy had in fucking Beverly Hills Cop.
Bro. Oh, the one that he had.
And that guy was a promoter of the show, and fucking Corey Holcomb just said, no, that's what I call balling.
Because he had an old school cell phone connected right there in the phone, like,
hilarious.
On the
car.
He's like, now that's what I call balling. And that, as soon as that fool took off, and everybody busted up.
Yeah, man, I noticed like when somebody roasting and there's a person of color, the white comic always goes for the racial joke. Like,
oh, yeah.
He always.
The easiest.
Always. He'll like, oh, this guy brought, he from Home Depot or something like that.
Oh, dude, it's stupid,
but
bro.
See, real roasting in real life, you're not going to say something like that because you're going to be afraid of getting a punch to the face.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Like, real street,
yeah, you gotta step
real fucking
stuff.
Street
with
roasting.
With no judges?
With no judges, no fucking Jeffrey Ross judging anything. Real roasting, person to person, there's a level of respect
yeah.
that you're not going to cross over, bro, because you're going to punch to the face.
And if you even
so
go
below
back,
the belt punch.
If you go before all these shows, like, do you guys remember that show Snaps? It used to come up after Def Comedy Jam, and there's other, like, roasting shows, that one that Mencia and Tracy Morgan mm-hmm. were on. And that was all just like jokes and what you're wearing and what and how you're acting. Nothing about color or nothing about like your economic, social background or any of that bullshit.
You have to be clever as fuck, dude. Just
funny. Clever, bro. Clever.
20 jokes about the shoes. 20 jokes about the pants.
Yeah, that's funny. 20 jokes about the shoes, bro.
Yeah, 20 jokes about pants. 20 jokes.
Do you remember when they brought back that it was called bagging or something? Martin Moreno was on. You didn't do it.
That shit was funny, bro. Remember,
I remember.
When Tommy Chong was on there. Tommy Chong roasted the fuck out of Ralphie May, I think, or somebody did.
Yeah, that was actually really funny, bro.
He said, "This is Ralphie May wiping his ass," and that fool went like this for like an hour, bro, like this.
Because there was one there where Chepo got roasted and it got racial because it was a fruit picker joke and like, you know, Pikachu was the thing. But then there was fools that were actually just cutting on what you're wearing. And that goes, you know, that's like the purity of it.
He looked like a grown ass 14-year-old.
You know?
So. I loved your description of him looking like a pit bull being born.
He does.
Killing me.
Old school.
Wait, another caller or what?
Yeah man.
Oh, what's up, caller?
No, he
hung
up.
Oh, yeah, he got scared. You don't get burned.
Guys. Donde esta?
Oh,
donde
shit.
Donde esta?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, bro? You're listening to the What's Up Fool podcast, the only podcast that don't need a guest.
Hey, lower your YouTube.
Whatever you're watching.
Lower the big screen, bro.
What?
Lower whatever you're
your radio,
watching
bro. Lower it.
On.
I can. I'm watching on my phone.
How am I going to know how?
Because there's an echo of the show. We hear it on your phone.
On my phone right now, man. I don't have no radio or nothing on.
But just turn, can you turn off YouTube?
Or pause it.
Pause your YouTube.
And then rewind it after you get off to listen to yourself.
Yeah, they want to listen to us.
I was using YouTube on my other phone.
Oh, thank you, bro, for listening to us. Where are you calling from?
Oh, bro, this is Adrian from Tijuana, bro.
Oh, what's up, little homie?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Viva Mexico. Ooh.
We saw you in Irvine.
This is... It's got an echo, man.
Hey, bro, October 7th, LA. You better be there, bro.
Cross the border.
October 7th, bro, Microsoft Theater, bro.
Microsoft Theater, how far is that from
Tijuana?
3 hours.
Don't be late, fool.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, bro.
Yes, bro.
Real quick. So I know last time I was rambling on about.
But thank you for those cups.
You know what cracked me up? Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
I really hope you guys like your gifts.
That was the best.
A cup for obviously Lisa, Martin, and you. And I.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm getting kind of nervous.
It's all good, bro.
But I hope you guys all like your gifts, man.
Thank you, man.
It was the best. Thank you.
I meant to give the Dr. Simi to Felipe, though, but I think you actually gave it to Martin, but it's all good.
My dog's humping Dr. Simi right now.
I know. I feel like older people leave him alone, man. That's so fun.
How's your wife?
Getting better.
Getting better?
We're good. Everything's cool, you know? You know, she's handling some stuff right now. We're here. She had to go to doctor's appointments and stuff, and I'm just over there working, trying to take care of the house. You know, we take care of each other, so.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. You're a beautiful man, bro. Hope to see you again.
Orale, pues. Yeah, see you, man. It was good seeing you.
I know it's costing you a lot of money to call from Tijuana, bro. So.
Yeah, let's cut this off.
Thank you for calling, homie.
Calling from a calling card, bro.
So
little Chapito's calling card.
Calling
the
from
fool's
a,
calling from the for INS.
It's calling from Pemex gas station.
He's calling from that coffee shop, bro. Oslo.
Oslo, yes.
De volada, no?
Oh, shit.
What's up, bro? We're talking to the Chapo son right now.
Oh, fuck. Get me out.
Odio. Odioso.
Sáqueme de aquí. Bueno, bueno.
Hello.
Bueno.
Buenos perros. Tijuana. Somebody said Tijuana Viagra is the best.
What's up with you guys? Somebody said these call-in rookies. What's going on?
They're scared, dude.
The fuck?
This new generation, they just text, bro. They don't know how to call, dude.
What's next, bro?
They're
hanging up, they're getting
nervous. They don't get roasted.
That was Scam Lightly, bro.
San Wonder, dog.
San Wonder. I was going to impersonate her.
That fool
her.
Was funny, bro.
Who, fool? Who?
That fool that brought her up, oh. Dog.
I was going to impersonate San Wonder right now.
Do it, bro.
No, I'll get canceled.
I was going to say
that. I was telling you guys.
I'm gonna put and all then, you guys in a little box right now.
And you read that song, and then
love painting my doll.
And then it sparkles. It sparkles, lots of sparkle.
Oh no!
You're only dumb because of me, not because of your family.
Shit.
This year, make money.
Hey, this is Adrian again. My bad, bro.
What happened, bro? Pay that bill, dog.
Bueno.
Thanks for calling, bro.
On a spaceship or what?
He's in space.
He's on a jet ski, bro.
Yeah.
I think something's wrong with the line.
Shit, dude.
What's up, fool? That was our last call.
Yeah.
One more. Okay, one more.
Something's going
last
on.
One. I gotta blow it up.
Oh, you got. Oh, you got. You gotta go to the comedy store, bro.
Yeah, but my spot's at 11.
Oh, okay.
What's up, fool?
Yes, I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Okay, funny guy. Oh,
yeah. Why do you get scared for it now?
Fuck out of
here. Well, now you're on the line, bro. I don't have a car.
Got a motorcycle, bro. What's wrong with it?
Sue,
hey, you ever, anybody here picked up that the call just to talk to them, see what they're about?
All day, dog.
It's funny because once you start talking, they're like, I've never gone this far. I don't know what to say after.
It's just a recording.
Hold my, hold
it starts
me.
In the middle. Nobody even knows what company it comes from. What's the point of it?
It's a Bishi.
One time Lisa got a, hey, bro, are you listening? Yeah. Are you there? Bro, one time Lisa got a call and the lady was, you could tell that she was black. She said, girl, you better bring your court shoes.
Yeah, she told me that she was calling about some old debt they bought of Felipe's. And we're debt free. So I knew it was bullshit.
That's what you thought.
But they call you and they buy old debt, like on pennies on the dollar, right? And then they try to collect on it. And they call you and they threaten you that, like, we're going to send the sheriff. I said, please send the sheriff. I would love. Because then I can explain to somebody who's rational because you are, like, talking to a
send
wall.
Send the constable.
I said, we don't have any debt, blah, blah, blah. You don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, well, you better get your court shoes on. Then she called, like, 2 weeks later, and I knew it was her. And then, oh, I was so excited. She called back, and I said, man, you know, I've been sitting here with my court shoes on for 2 weeks. Nobody came by. No sheriff, nothing.
She hung up, huh?
She hung up on scared. Me.
Bro, one time, bro, the person that was calling me tried to sound like my mom's voice.
Felipe.
They threatened to go to your show somewhere in Detroit or somewhere in the Midwest. I was like,
buy a ticket. Good.
I was like, go ahead.
We need people.
I was like, go ahead.
But you see, these people over Detroit, the years, they've been used to calling so many immigrants.
Yeah.
That they're scared, you know, like if I was an immigrant and I didn't know anything and they tell me the show who right outside, I'll be scared, dog.
It's that fear factor, dude.
¿Cuánto te pago?
Yeah.
¿Cuánto quieres?
Because then they'll...
Sir, La Migra's outside waiting for you.
Yeah, because then they threaten the sheriff's going to come and then they'll... what can I do? Well,
what's
you can
your
pay
routing
now.
Number?
Yeah, if you give us your credit card number, whatever. And so you give them that. They pay off the debt, but then they keep digging in your account and stuff and pulling money out and then you got to...
One time somebody called me from my mom's phone, bro.
What the fuck?
I picked it up. Hi, we're trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, they know how to... Somehow.
What's up, fool? Where you from, dog?
The number?
Where you calling from?
From Atlanta, fool. This is Mario.
Oh, what's up, dog? Shit, road rage.
We can't get rid of you, bro.
Punching the fucking windshield.
So what's up, bro? You saw that podcast with Joe Rogan, right? The Rock use steroids or what?
Hell yeah, that fool use steroids,
bro. You're a guy that works out every day, who works out whenever you can. It's hard to get like that naturally, huh?
Dog, I've been training for fucking 9 years jiu-jitsu, and all I get every time, all I have is a cauliflower here, dog, and everybody...
All I have is cauliflower.
You need nine more years, eh?
I would get asked, did you used to box? Did you used to wrestle? But nobody ever asked me, like, do you train? I don't look like a fighter, dog. I look like someone that used to fucking do shit.
you have the body of the Russian guys that used to fuck fools up in the 2000s, bro.
Hey, fool, this is like, how many years you got to do jiu-jitsu to quit, eh?
Hey, bro, what was that UFC guy that was Russian? Knichnok, and he had no muscles, but he will fuck fools up, bro.
Knichnok.
Yeah, that dude. Like, he would go up. One time that fool went up, and he bought a full-blown buff guy, bro, and he fucked him up.
That fool used to fight fucking bears.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That fool used to collect debts for Putin, bro.
For Putin.
Gorbachev, eh?
What's up, Mario, man? We can't wait to see you in Atlanta when we go back.
ATL.
There he is, wrestling a bear, bro.
Say what?
That's not you, fool. That's Khabib.
God damn, dude.
That's funny. So how's the weather over there? Floods or what?
Nah, we're just good, fool. We ain't got no rain like y'all do over there. Is no. It really that bad already?
Yeah, we have a storm coming in a couple of days.
No flying chairs at the Waffle House, fool? Over there in Buckhead?
Nah, Waffle's outstanding. We good.
I love Waffle House.
What's up with Slutty Vegan, bro?
I'm trying to go up there to Slutty Vegan. I'm really trying to hit that shit up.
They opened up like five other locations over there. They need to come out here.
Yeah. Well, they're Beyond Meat.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, it's Beyond?
Field Roast.
Really? Oh, really?
What's up, Mario from Atlanta? Thank you for calling, bro. Big fan. Man. Big fan. Thank you. What's up, Melissa? Those dates again.
And they said the liver. Who's the liver king?
He was an idiot.
He was like eating raw meat. And
yeah, and they figured out that it wasn't even liver.
It was steroids.
It was not liver.
No,
tampoco.
But his whole thing.
Yeah, they were saying that his whole thing was roids. I just eat liver, and that's how. And it was roids.
But was he really eating liver though?
Maybe a little bit, but it was all fucking supplement.
There he is, right there.
Disgusting. Yeah, like he was saying that all his muscle came from eating raw livers, bro.
Lies, bro.
Yeah, bullshit. Because supposedly that's like the most protein you can get out of like an animal is through the liver.
It tastes like pennies or something.
Oh, liver is horrible, dude.
Gross.
Liver, it's funny because I've said it before, liver, like when they cook it, smells good. And then when you eat it, like, fuck this shit. It's because it looks like steak, you know?
Shit, dude.
It tastes like good shit.
It tricks you all the time with the smell. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
It's tricking, but it's horrible.
Disgusting.
How about those cheese made of breast milk?
Oh, chi-chis.
January 14th. One more time, people. Don't forget, January 14th, this Saturday, I'm going to be in San Luis Obispo. January 21st, Tucson, Arizona. Almost the other Diamond there. Casino, Sahuarita. January 26th, 28th, Charlotte, North Carolina, Comedy Zone. February 2nd through the 5th, Pleasanton, California. Tickets are going fast for that. February 9th through February 11th, Fort Wayne, Indiana. February 18th, Bakersfield, California. Anybody listening here from... what's that place in the Bay?
Which one?
The one we got an offer for.
Oh, Redwood?
Anybody from Redwood, California?
Yeah, they're right in the middle of San Jose and San Francisco.
Thank you. What's up, fool? What's up? You got shows coming up?
With you this weekend. The next week, I'm doing the shows with Carlos Vallarta.
Orale, where at? San Antonio?
Irvine, Brea, Oxnard, and... somewhere, another club, but yeah, we're doing
ponte
this.
Me los lentes, we.
Is he doing one-nighters at
those places? At those places. Oh, yeah, he's doing two shows, I think, at Brea, so we're doing those. I'm doing Spanish, so.
Thank you, everybody. Good night. Thank you for listening.
Adios. Yeah,